Welcome back in yet another chapter of our subject, Hotel Accounting. This chapter is giving us the guide of the key metrics and the revenue strategies along with the discount and the pricing strategies so as to improve the overall profitability of the hotel industry. This presentation will take a deep dive into all the unique aspects of a hotel accounting. It explores the essential financial metrics, the different kind of ratios that have been utilized in the hotel accounting. Unlike the normal financial accounting, hotel accounting follows different accounting ratios. These all ratios and their benchmarking is being widely elaborated in this chapter. Along with the ratio matrix, we would be covering few of the strategies so as to boost sales and optimizing profit margins. Thus, we would be seeing the pricing and the discounting set strategies that can be implemented so as to boost and optimizing the profit. We'll also analyze hotel accounts use and the industry guideline so as to interpret the critical data. The benchmarking as far as the ratios of the hotel accounting is concerned would be highlighted over here. We'll also discuss the proven tactics and how you're going to attract the guests that will drive the revenue. Thus, one of the elaborative chapter 5. The hotel accounting has been having many facets. We have to analyze the industry dynamics very well. And at the same time, how this industry dynamics can be converted and recorded so as to give us the maximum revenue can be seen upon. The industry diversification says hotel has a diverse segment of hospitality industry, ranging from small, owned and operated bed occupancy and the breakfast served to a large multinational chains of a hotel. But regardless of size, they operate 24/7 and without any break. Thus, the common characteristics of any size of hotel is 24/7 operations and they never close. And they need good financial information to run their businesses. Generally speaking, accounting is the systematic process of recording and organizing all the financial transactions of business to provide information about the business's financial health for internal and external stakeholders. Internally, managers use the financial report for the analysis and the decision making. Externally, investors, lender, and other stakeholders take the decision on a standard financial statements that have been provided. While basic bookkeeping and accounting for hotels is similar to accounting for other business, in practice, there are 4 underlying industry dynamics that influence the hotel and accounting procedure. First, the various ownership structure common to the hotels can add a layer of accounting complexities that require necessities to expertise in the partnership, franchises, and the corporations. Second, it's common for hotel to hire a third party managers to handle their accounting needs among other services. Third, hotel rely heavily on the operating management system for tracking booking in order to maximize room utilization. Fourth is the agencies and the travel partners with whom there would be a agency account and the credit account maintained. Thus, we are going to see that which all are the metrics in connection with the external environment suitable to hotel industry is being accommodated in this chapter. The key metrics, there would be 11 key metrics that we would be concentrating in this chapter. First one is the average daily rate. It measures the revenue per occupied room. So the revenue generated divided by the room sold would be the formula used over here. This indicates the market demand and the seasonality. Higher would be the rate, higher would be the indication that revenue is generated maximum per room occupancy. Then comes is the occupancy rate. Occupancy rates is again an important metric. It represents the percentage of the occupied room and highlight the potential revenue loss due to the vacant room. So over here, first of all, we have to calculate the rooms available. We have to take or we have to navigate through the total room inventory minus any room out of the service. So the total room inventory stock should be reduced with some fault in the non-service oriented service and divide it by the number of days in the month. Once the rooms available agenda or the database is there with us, we can calculate the occupancy rate. The simplistic formula for the occupancy rate is number of rooms sold divided by total rooms available into 100. As we are calculating the rate, we have to convert it into a percentage and therefore it is multiplied with the 100. The occupancy room generally give us the ideology that how many rooms are being sold in comparison with the total rooms available. Higher the data, higher would be the occupancy rate. Thus, this matrix provides us the key information that how much occupancy would be maintained at any point of a time. Next is the revenue per available room. The ADR and the occupancy rate is going to analyze or assess that in what way the room's inventory has been utilized and revenue generated. So this matrix combining the ADR as well as the occupancy rate. Then comes is the total revenue per available room. So overall, what are the multiple categories of rooms offered by the hotel industry? We're going to collect the revenue from the matrix of all the room services and we'll compare with the overall room revenue generated. So TRUPAR is been calculated as total revenue divided by total rooms available. So we will not see the categorization of the room. We'll see total rooms available against which we're going to compare the total revenue generated. Then comes the gross operating profit per available room, that is GOPAR. GOPAR is total room revenue minus operating expenses, if any, divided by total rooms available. Now, slowly and gradually, we try to analyze the income and expenditure statement as well. So it is not only the income that we have to take into consideration. The income should be deducted with what are the active expenses so as to maintain the service need to be taken it into consideration. Thus, gross operating is going to give us the exact picture that in what way the room services charges have been deducted from the room revenue collected. The online travel agency's commission as well would be taken into consideration while reducing the expenses for the room charges. Then comes the actual COGS of the hotel industry. COGS stands for cost of goods sold. Over here, by default, we have to take into consideration the inventory that has been utilized by hotel industry. Maybe in the form of rooms, maybe in the form of ancillary services. There's all inventory items need to be clubbed together and it need to be taken into consideration as beginning inventory, add any purchases, and the closing inventory should be divided. Thus, the COGS would be giving us the exact picture that in what way the inventories are being maintained. Next comes is the food cost. So, food cost percentage is the food and beverage department rule. The formula for this is total food cost divided by total food revenue. So, cost is being compared against the revenue, and accordingly, the ratio would be giving us the matrix. Then we have the labor cost percentage. The way in the accounting statement, we do have the expenses ratio, we do have the operating expenses ratio, non-operating operating expenses ratio. The same way, we do have an employee expenses ratio. Whereas, in hotel management, we will be considering the labor cost percentage. So, what is the total payroll cost? That we have to compare with the total revenue generated, with which we may analyze in what way the labor is being attracted towards the cost. How much portion of the revenue we are deploying so as to generate the labor to run the business of the hotel and the accommodation industry. The leveraging the financial data for revenue optimization is most important. So as to leverage, we would be utilizing few other ratios called as EBITDA. EBITDA is earning before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization policy of the hotel accounting. It is calculated by adding the taxes paid, interest expenses, depreciation, and amortization expenses into a net income, with which we'll understand that how much EBITDA at any point of a time is being added. This is going to give us the exact picture before paying any obligation to the connected service-oriented industry. So pure revenue minus expenses would be taken it into consideration, and the appropriations would be deducted. Appropriations may be in the form of taxes paid, interest on the borrowed capital, depreciation, which is actually a book-oriented entry in which no revenue goes out of the packet as such, and therefore the depreciation need to be added, and amortization. Amortization are the prepaid expenses while establishing the business that have been carried on year, and therefore it is not an outflow of the money from the business. Therefore, it need to be add back so as to give us the EBITDA. Then comes the debt service coverage ratio. The debt service coverage ratio is the net operating income divided by annual debt service. It's going to give us the way by which the debt is being properly reported and utilized. Higher the debt service coverage ratio, higher would be the capacity of the hotel accounting so as to utilize the debt in a profitable manner. For example, if the debt service ratio is 2:1, means the debt which we have borrowed is giving us 2% returns or 2 times return than what we have borrowed from the industry. Thus, the EBITDA and a debt service ratio is going to give us that in what way we are going to leverage the revenue and optimize the revenue generating strategy. To generate maximum revenue or to improve the EBITDA and the debt service ratio, we can give few services or few strategies. Increase midweek reservation. Generally on a weekends, the reservations are larger. We have to come up with some kind of a packages, schemes, discounts, or the connective packs so as to utilize the midweek in a more profitable way. The occupancy rate during the midweek need to be improvised rather than keeping the room vacant. So loss leader strategy plays an important role. Loss leader strategy meant as during the midweek, instead of having the loss, why won't offer some discount or a concessional rate so as to at least attract few customers to achieve the break-even point. So we would be coming up with a targeted discount, package deals, strategic marketing campaign, and attract guests during this period. Implementing effective promotion, we have to offer number of discounts, concessions, rebates, coupons, special deals, incentives, so as to stimulate the demand every now and then and to improvise the occupancy rate. The last minute booking as well should give some kind of a concessions and the attractive pricing policies so as we can hijack each and every possibility so as to improvise the occupancy rate. We can use the data-driven forecasting methodology or a PMS statements or a system so as to analyze whatever way possible to improvise our revenue through the proper management of the inventory. Thus, a key consideration for the pricing strategy so as to leverage the financial metrics would be the property location. Property location, a proximity of the location plays an important role. If the hotel is not established into the heart of a city, what is the transportation service or other amenities that we are providing, that also plays an important role. Target market, analyze the demographic of the guest and their preferences. So we have to actually make a database and analyze in what way customer behave. So behavioral pattern plays an important role so as to craft the effective pricing strategies. Level of competition and the pricing strategies as well as offering and the benchmarking plays an important role. So we have to keep an eye on who are my vital competitors in the industry. Property size and a service. As I've said, the dynamics of the hotel industry includes the single owned hotel industry, the owner only providing all the kind of services, or bifurcation into owner, managers, chain, franchises, kind of a triple star, five star kind of a hotels. These all sizes, services, amenities, room times contribute for the pricing decision. And it gives the value proposition that has been offered. We would be also utilizing the revenue management technology. The AI has given us the ways by which the revenue management can be somewhat easily navigated through. This can be utilized as the advanced algorithm and a data analytics technology to optimizing pricing and maximizing revenue. It may consider the factor like as the overall market demand, the ranging competition, the behavior pattern of the guest, the RMS also helps the hotel to sell the right room to the right guest and at the right price and at the right time. Thus, we are coming up with the pricing strategy that have been introduced by the hotel industry. So as to improvise the revenue, hotel industry can use the dynamic prices. Open price. Open price is one of the important categorization. It is called as an independent rate that is being offered by the open travel agencies or the other travel agencies. So open rate would not be included any kind of a facilities or the ancillary services. If the brand and the position of the hotel is advanced or at the upper place, definitely open pricing strategies plays an important role. So room types and the dates plays an important criteria as the open pricing policy. So weekdays as well as weekends can be different rate and adjusted the price based on the demand. In the menu card, mostly, if you'll see, the fish or the non-veg beverages is been written against APS, which means it is allowing us to offer the open pricing. APS is as per the size. So if the offering is having a derivative kind of underlying assets, so at that time we have to adopt the open pricing. The price cannot be uniform in such a case. Take the example of fish items that have been offered during the food and the beverages stall. The fish prices keep on varying, and therefore you will see in the menu card it is written as per size. So this is called as open price. Value add prices. So if there would be some value added amenities utilized, like as daily changing of the linens, breakfast doorstep services, lounge access, the yoga or the spiritual sessions, spa sessions. So value added pricing at some discounted rate would be given over here. Discounting prices. This is to improvise the off season as well as weekdays occupancy rate. Over here, we can offer discount during the low demand and boost the occupancy and ultimately maximize the revenue. Dynamic price, the way I've said that we can keep on changing the price. Software we have to incorporate so as to automatically adjust the price based on the occupancy, demand, competitive price and day of week variations. So we have open pricing, we have value added pricing, we have discounting pricing, we have price per segment as well. Now over here we might be having indoor games, outdoor games facility, the spa service, the gym service, the swim bath kind of a services, the steam bath kind of a services. So we would be having a segment and accordingly we would be charging. Length of stay pricing. So the duration of the stay, maximum would be the duration. There would be some concessions offered which may improvise our occupancy rate, and therefore length of stay also can be considered as one of the pricing strategy. Then we have promotional pricing strategy. Promotional as in when we want to promote any of our new service, at that time we would be coming up with this kind of a strategy. Dynamic pricing, the way I've said, as per the season, as per the demand, we can keep changing the dynamism of the pricing. Penetration pricing, if we are working and introducing altogetherly new kind of a service in initial stage, when we are introducing it, penetrate it at the low rate and become the talk in the town. Once you have been a talk in the town, improvise your pricing and penetrate the demand. Package price, we may offer the package, we can combine the cost centers, operation centers, facility center together and give a package per packs. Upselling and a cross selling, word of mouth publicity, tie up with travel operating agents, the franchisees, tour operating agents, aviation agencies would play an important role so as to keep ourselves as a talk of the town. Loyalty programs. Loyalty programs have been meant for a loyal and honest customer who repetitively prefer to come and enjoy the facilities hotel offered by our industry. So we can offer some kind of a discounts to them, some loyalty points, and some credits would be given on the basis of the reference. Market segmentation prices. It's been also called as the position. In what segment or a category we fall, and accordingly, we have to keep the price. So it set different prices for different guest segments as well. So we are not only our segmentation we will do, we'll do a segmentation of the customers on the basis of the travel package they are opting out every now and then. The database would be maintained for the customers segment as well. And accordingly, we can devise different pricing policies for the HNIs, low middle class, upper middle class, and the overall middle class family. Thus, it also analyzes the groups and the long stay gates for the purpose of specific segment prices. Positioning prices, it depends that what is the positioning we have in the overall hotel industry. What is our brand strength? What is our market position? What is our overall reputation? Are we the talk of the town? On the basis of that, we can introduce the position pricing. Dynamic price is adjusting price on the basis of real-time demand and optimized revenue out of it. Discounts for quantities. If the guest occupancy is in bulk, if they are booking in groups, families, or on the basis of the event attendees, definitely we can give a discount on the basis of the quantities or on the basis of packs. Duration of a stay, length of a stay would be enlightened over here for the purpose of rebates as well as incentives. So lower rate per night can be offered if the duration of the stay is long. The way I've said discount for the loss leaders, this is the off-season price we have to keep below the break-even point so as to attract the guests. So instead of landing at zero, at least generate somewhat profit so as to upsell and improvise the revenue in the long term. Then we have the discounting strategies. Discounting for quantities. We can give a group, family, or the number of guests or number of attendee kind of a discount. So packs plays an important role. So your low rate per person would be guaranteed. The target audience over here would be the middle class as well as the upper middle class society, who would be resting a lot or thinking a lot while availing any kind of a services. Duration of the stay, how much the length of the service, on that basis the benefit would be given to the customer. Longer the stay, good amount of a discount would be preferred. Discounts for loss leaders. The way I said, the price would be kept somewhat below than a break even. So instead of landing at zero, we would be giving some discounts during the off-season prices. Seasonal rebates, so as to attract the customer during the seasons, we will keep the price on so as to improvise our pre-booking facilities. Last minute offer. We have to keep giving the offer throughout the cycle of the business. We shouldn't wait for the arrival of the guest. Pre-arrival guest, we have to generally give a pop-up message to the customer. So mobile savvy hotel industry plays an important role. We have to keep on attracting the customers by giving a last minute offer as well. Most of the aviation industry do give nowadays so as to convert the economy class into a business class kind of offer. Same kind of a last minute offer can be offered by the hotel industry as well. So instead of the medium sized room, they can offer for the large size room with all the amenities kind of a service. So upscaled of a service with the last minute offerings. Bundle of discount. So if they'll be coming and availing the package, including all the ancillary service, we can offer them a fantastic discount. Discount for direct booking. So instead of going via the travel agencies, if the booking has been directly through our hotel, definitely we can provide some kind of a discount. The overall loyalty programs, every now and then, to the loyal and the humble guest, we can provide a loyalty program. Discounts on non-refundable rates. So non-refundable strategy we can adopt. Once it has been booked, it cannot be refunded. We can give attractive discounts so that the customer will not cancel his plan and he can avail the hotel service. Ultimately, it's going to contribute a lot for the overall revenue. Discount based on an event. So event attendee, the low rate, as well as it attracts the guest and the hotel so as to become the talk of the town. Partner relations or partner rebate. So discount bundled with the partner, if they'll be coming up with the dual booking, definitely there would be a two packs rate would be available at a concessional rate. Discount for advance reservation. Instead of on the spot reservation, advance reservation may give some kind of a concessional rate. Cash rebate, if the payment is made on the spot, some kind of a discount is been given. Flex date rebate. So discount for the guest with the flexible travel dates. The off-season travel dates would be considered over here so as to avail the discount. And at last, we do have business packages. So if the corporate are coming up with the variety of meeting attendee, to them we can offer a specific discounting strategy. So as to offer the hotel pricing and a discounting, we should know important role in the hotel accounting. First is the hotel account who handles the financial and accounting transaction. Next is the accounting payable and a receivable clerk. He would be keeping an eye upon all the vouchers, vendor bills, and the customer invoices. Night auditor would be responsible so as to maintain the EOD processing, keeping the database ready for the next day's opening of the business and the finance policies. Financial controller who would be keeping eye on all this other employees who would be directly or indirectly involved into generating hotel accounting revenue. So he oversees all accounting functions and ensure compliance and regular audit and reporting of the same. Now, once we do have a pricing and a discounting strategy, we have to also navigate through what are the challenges that may have to be suffered by the hotel and accounting industry. First of all, they need to be continuously operative on by 24/7, should serve and should be alert so as to give any kind of a service efficiently and effectively so as to have a good publicity and a reputation overall. We should concentrate on a multiple revenue streams. We shouldn't only dependent on the room occupancy. We have to come up with various in-house or the indoor and outdoor policies which would be generating a revenue every now and then and which is crucial for a profitability. We have to keep on changing the rooms prices so as to have the dynamism in the complexity as well as the billing procedures. For that, we need to do a proper forecasting, planning and budgeting of the market well in advance. We have to utilize the data-driven decision-making policies so as to collect the up-to-date marketing strategy, so as to analyze the guest behavior and to take a decision which would be value addition decision to generate a revenue. We have to keep an eye always on our rate. So dynamic of the pricing plays an important role. As per the season, as per the demand, as per the forecasting, the rate need to be monitored and varied with the policy. At the same time, we have to keep an eye on the competitor's price so as to adjust our rate effectively. Embrace the digital solution. The era is of digitalization. We have to utilize to whatever extent possible the software and other digital tools so as to improve the efficiency and overall automation of the hotel accounting business. Thus, the hotel matrix plays an important role and gives an important ratios. Along with the ratios, this chapter also analyzes what are the pricing strategies and the discounting strategies we can offer so as to uplift the overall hotel accounting metrics. The AI and the optimization metrics would be targeted over here along with the strategies of pricing and discounting. Thank you all.